We'll start this Campo meeting. Can I get roll call, please? That's okay. Caught you by surprise.
Chair Kimbrough.
Here.
Vice Chair Steadfield.
Here.
Member Bagwell.
Here.
Member Bonkowski.
Here.
Member Erb.
Here.
Member Hastings. Member McQuarrie.
Here.
Member Rosenberg. A quorum's present.
I wouldn't assume we're going to have an agenda change with one item on the agenda, huh?
No, Mr. Chair, not tonight.
Any disclosures for this item tonight? Probably not. No disclosures. This is a chance for public comment. If anybody would like to come forward and speak to Campo tonight, you may come up on any matter. Nope, I didn't expect that. So we're at an action item here. We got approval for the minutes for the February 12th meeting.
I move to approve the minutes of the Carson Area Metropolitan Planning Organization for February 12, 2020, with a previously submitted typographical error on page 3.
Second. Any discussion? Seeing none, I'll call for the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next on is our public meeting item for information only. Presentation discussion on Carson City's Draft 2020 Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, transition plan for pedestrian facilities in the public right-of-way. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Lucia Maloney, Transportation Manager. Campo has funded Carson City's draft ADA transition plan for pedestrian facilities in the public right-of-way. Title II of the 1990 ADA American with Disabilities Act requires that Carson City make a good faith effort toward creating an inventory of ADA-related barriers and developing an action plan to reduce those barriers. The draft 2020 ADA transition plan does that, continuing Carson City's development of a full inventory of existing sidewalks, existing curb ramps, and missing curb ramps in the public right away. I thought you were going to be gone.
We have a chair.
The meeting was short.
We have a chair.
Okay.
I know you're a right side person.
You just got the wrong name tag is all, but...
Excuse me, I'll continue. Over time, Carson City will address the identified ADA barriers and continue to expand to include other types of barriers to access. Title II of the Act requires that a transition plan include four key components: an official responsible for implementation of the transition plan, the inventory of the existing barriers, the methods that are going to be used to make those facilities accessible, and then a schedule demonstrating good faith effort to move forward toward removing those barriers. The 2020 ADA transition plan builds on the 2015 ADA transition plan that performed a self-evaluation of 26 intersections, 30 miles of sidewalk, and 41 transit stops. The 2015 document created that initial inventory of pedestrian facilities. There was public outreach, and it did identify an ADA coordinator and create a clear process for implementation. I will draw your attention to packet page number 10. I think Dirk did a really good job of summarizing the relevant information and an executive summary. In section one, implementation of the ADA transition plan, it does identify the responsible official, who is the transportation manager. On packet page 11, the inventory of accessible barriers. So this 2020 plan expands the inventory. Carson City did include in this inventory all existing sidewalks, all existing curb ramps, and missing curb ramps, totaling 269 linear miles of sidewalk, over 3,000 existing curb ramps, and 825 missing ramps. The methods to make facilities accessible, as you know, the most significant challenge toward this shift to accessibility is adequate funding. The city employs a three-pronged approach to upgrading our facilities. First, our transportation capital improvement projects. All of those are designed to meet and be compliant with the 2010 ADA guidelines, also referred to as ADAG. The second way we do this is with development permits. So all new private construction is required to comply with currently adopted ADA guidelines. Additionally, existing development at the time of permit is required to bring inadequate infrastructure in the right-of-way into compliance with ADA guidelines. And this includes removing barriers such as missing ramps, but also filling in sidewalk and connectivity gaps. And finally, streets maintenance, they also work year-round. They prioritize based on safety, customer requests, and funding availability, but they work to help with this as well. Also on packet page 12, the schedule to eliminate barriers, I did want to highlight that we spend approximately $600,000 annually, we being Carson City, towards sidewalk improvements through the combination of the three items discussed above. Given the current annual budget of $600,000 allocated towards sidewalk infrastructure, Carson City would be able to replace its sidewalk network in approximately 151 years. As a result, the schedule is ongoing. The plan does prioritize barriers that pose safety risks, such as missing curb ramps or vertical offset sidewalks. They're further prioritized based on proximity to high-use areas and accessibility, such as transit and those types of things. I will stop there and not give you the extended presentation. Happy to answer questions. And the purpose of tonight really is to solicit any comments from the CAMPO board. This is anticipated to go to the RTC for approval at the April meeting. Thank you.
Questions?
Just a comment. From 2015 to now, we've been able to add a lot of data to this report. So just kudos on the content. That was a very good job. I didn't have any changes or real comments to it other than great job.
I will say we've brought in a new transportation planner analyst who's managing the bicycle and pedestrian side of things. She oversees the Safe Routes to School program, but she's also very supportive of data collection and those efforts. So we've been able to kind of combine forces with our Safe Routes to School program to fully inventory and digitize those right-of-way facilities, not just in Carson City, but we're working on completing those inventories in Douglas County and Lyon County portions of CAMPO, and then spreading to the Douglas and Lyon portions within 2 miles of elementary and middle schools, consistent with that Safe Routes to School program. So we're really trying to make this a regional and consistent initiative.
I thought it was a good job, Lucia. I did have a couple of questions. So at $600,000 a year, it takes 151 years to do it. It's a bit like the streets, so we're continually falling behind, right? Is there any sort of plan or thoughts on how we might go about trying to replace them on a 50-year cycle or so?
I have many thoughts. Probably will extend too long into this meeting, but our primary source of revenue to support these specific infrastructure changes is the Community Development Block Grant that comes to Carson City each year. In the past few years, we've received approximately $275,000 each year. So that really is the bulk of funding toward these improvements. If that funding source ever went up, that would, of course, increase our rate of change, that magnitude. We do try to do complete streets improvements with a complete streets policy. And so, however, staff are able to combine a road job and include those ADA improvements, look at bicycle connectivity. If we can improve ADA, if we're improving transit stops with transit money, we're trying to be creative as we can to make those improvements needed.
And on packet page 18, at the bottom paragraph, it says the inventory of sidewalks, existing curb ramps, and missing curb ramps have been incorporated into the city's overall asset management program. So you have that data, is that right?
That's correct.
So why don't we sort of add that into this plan, into the transition plan? Or is it there already? And I'm just, because you'd listed I think I read somewhere in here that you were going to add those particular components later.
Let me clarify. That's a great question. So the data that we've collected already, so that 269 linear miles of sidewalk, those ramps, those missing ramps, those have already been collected and integrated with the bigger system.
Right.
Additionally, over time, which is the requirement of Title II, you must continue to expand your inventory. So the things that staff will look to over time incorporate really include identification of additional barriers. So where there's poles in the middle of sidewalks or hydrants that protrude into the walking area of a sidewalk or narrowness less than 36 inches, those additional types of barriers electrical cabinets in the way at a ramp, those types of things will include overtime, and those will be brought and wrapped into the asset management program.
Okay, gotcha. And we don't have that data yet. That's coming.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Any other? Are there private sidewalks in the public areas, like around the governor's mansion and some of those sidewalks that have concrete lifting and tilting? And I thought that maybe it was private and that's how they could be left that way for all these years.
Where there are private roads, there would be private sidewalks, presumably.
Those are public streets.
Anything in a public right-of-way, if the sidewalk is in the right-of-way, it's considered
public. So those must be in the inventory, I guess, then, somewhere in the...
Yes.
All those 1,800 sidewalks or whatever they are. Yeah, that seems like a big ADA thing, but maybe you don't have an ADA population using those back streets as much as you would in areas that they get transportation in. And
our list of complaints that the streets maintenance crew has received is several years long. There are times where we go out to fix a heaving sidewalk, and the resident that complained a couple of years ago has moved on.
Because of the sidewalk. Who knows? Yeah, that's what we're finding out in transportation. We're only 151 years behind. That's job security for RTC there, huh? 151 years. Okay, so any other questions here? I'll go to the public. Seeing nobody come back from the public, it's for information only. I have no action. So I come back and make this meeting short. If we have any board comments, I'll start down on the right with John, Chaz, Brad, Lori, Greg, Sandra, and Dot's quiet tonight for compo. Thank you for coming. Yeah, it's okay. No, well, you guys, you are the mainstream of things that go on all the time. So, next meeting, 4:30, April 8th, here. And then last comment for public comment period, if anybody wants to come forward. Yes, ma'am.
In an effort to extend this, I would just request the CAMPO board and any members of the public start thinking about the 2050 Regional Transportation Plan. We'll have our formal kickoff at CAMPO next month. If you have ideas about vision, goals, what we want to achieve, priorities for projects, staff will appreciate any input at that meeting, as well as over the next 6 months as we develop the plan.
Adjournment. If anybody wants to make a motion, we're done. So moved. What time would you like us back?
45.
Sit right here.
3 minutes. Thank you, everybody.
I'm glad I could make it.